Hi, this is Matthew DK, and I just arrived in Italy, and I'm really looking forward to play with the guys still active tonight.
Hi, Matthew. How are you? I'm Claude from Still Active. How are you, Matthew?
Very good, thanks. How are you?
Oh, nice. Yesterday, no, did you play at Tormills?
Yeah.
For your launching party of your album.
Mm-hmm.
Can you tell us something about your new album?
Well, in short, it's just like a reflection of what I used to do in a club. So it's
okay.
Like it's just like a 2-hour set that you can listen to,
okay.
Which I normally also do like in the club. So it's not pretty much different, and I think my sound is a little bit between, house. A little bit.
Yeah.
Trancy, a little bit proggy.
Yeah.
But still with
dance floor friendly.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah.
It's called Trousy.
Yeah, Trousy. Yeah. It's a triple, tribal, trancy, housey music.
Yeah.
Trousy.
Trousy. Ok, ciao gli amici di Mario PSX, sono Claude da Still Active, siamo con Matthew DK e Matthew ci ha appena spiegato cosa ha fatto ieri, cioè al suo party del lancio Trousy, il suo nuovo album su Armada Music, questa label molto gruppo, anzi non label, capitanato da Armin Van Buuren. Matthew in breve ci ha spiegato che cos'è questo Trousy. In pratica è una selezione di circa 2 ore su una base del suo sound, un sound che ha diverse sfaccettature, ossia che va dalla classica traccia clubhouse a tracce più proggy, trance, quindi diverse sfaccettature del suo sound. Quindi Matthew in questo album presenta il sound che sta proponendo attualmente
nei
club e nelle diverse venue dove di solito suona. Did you start to make music really young?
Yeah,
which age?
I was 5 years old and I started to playing the piano till the age of 12, 13.
And have something like you were playing into band with friends, something like that.
Yeah, well, my father was a bass guitar player in a band.
Oh,
and,
nice.
So we used to jam at home when I was really young, you know, like all the band members, they were staying there and just playing music during the weekends and
which are your musical heroes of your teenager?
Can you tell us
just actually one only, and that was level 42.
Who?
Level 42.
Ah, level 42.
Yeah, that's what I really
And can you tell us something like your favorite albums? I don't know, pop, rock.
One album for each genre. Rock, electronic, dance, or other album.
Or something when you...
I was really pleased to hear... I like so many stuff, but I was really pleased to hear the Planet Funk album.
Yeah! Depeche Mode?
Yeah, sure, yeah. All that kind of stuff, but it's not that I have one particular...
Yeah.
Besides that, I don't have any prog favorites. Yeah. I don't.
Okay.
For me, there's only one good DJ, and that I don't know, not really admire, but I really like what he's doing, and especially also as an artist, and as Danny Howells.
Yeah,
and besides that, I don't know.
Great.
Yeah, it's just...
Ok, introduci.
Allora, Matthew in pratica ha iniziato davvero piccolo suonando il pianoforte, perché anche il papà era un bassista, infatti. Quindi questa sua passione per la musica ha portato ad iniziare le prime club track che poi man mano sono andate molto bene. Infatti posso aggiungerlo io questo, persone come John Digweed, Sasha, Deep Dish hanno iniziato a suonarle con ottimi feedback. Matthew, I said that your first lover of yours.
I understand.
Yeah, okay.
I mean,
you're Italian.
Yeah, of course.
And in that moment, I mean, when you were making music, for you it's only a pleasure. But when people said, oh my god, it's a track of Matthew DK, was a dream or what?
I don't know if it's a dream. I think it's more like a lifestyle.
It's normal,
I mean,
because we have been everyone. It's a teenager, a young boy. So you make this for pleasure.
I was just doing this because
you are still
young. The way I grew up, you know.
Yeah.
Now I'm 27.
I don't know.
I'm still, you know. It's just for me. It's a whole adventure. It's just like a musical. Experience, you know. I just want to be better than I was yesterday, you know,
every day.
And there is no particular. I didn't really have a dream. I mean, first of all, I didn't even want to become a DJ.
I
was like, yeah, DJ is boring, you know.
That's what I thought.
It was just because at one point, back in the days when Deep Dish were playing 7 tracks of mine in like 2 hours, and I was like, shit, I can do the same thing.
Yeah,
and that's why I actually started to DJ.
Yeah,
and
as I seen on your bio, I seen that you were for you was a great day when John Digweed asked to you a live mix for his program.
Yeah.
For his cassette.
Yeah, I was really surprised, especially back in the days, because
you were just playing some records with friends or something like
yeah,
that.
Well, but just. Yeah, just a bedroom DJ. No fancy clubs, nothing, you know, just in the bedroom just spinning.
Music.
Exactly, and just enjoying the music, you know.
Yeah.
And even though if it didn't work out, you know, as me as a DJ, I still wanted to just, I mean, producing music, that is my life. There's nothing else that can beat something like that, and also running the labels now and all that kind of stuff. That is the thing I really enjoy. And DJing for me is an extra.
Yeah. Okay.
It's something I do now for a couple
of
years, and then I will stop anyway.
Okay. So for the future, your first thing will be make music.
Yeah.
Or
no,
more
also,
DJing.
No, I'm also more focusing on the whole movie business, so like doing soundtracks and stuff like that.
Yeah.
Besides that, I don't really have to do dance, you know. I also like to do other kinds of styles. For me, it's just like, this is fun now, and I don't know, you know, just enjoy.
Future,
I don't have really like those. I have other big goals, you know. I have big goals in, like, I want to be, I don't know, just better than I was before.
Ok, allora Matthew ci ha spiegato un poco che comunque, come tutti i ragazzini, lui suonava giusto nella sua cameretta, e al che era sempre un patito per la musica, ha iniziato a produrre, così quindi tutte le sue produzioni sono state acclamate, appunto, come ho detto prima, da personaggi quali John Digweed, Sash, Deep Dish, giusto per nominarne alcuni. Ma la sua prima grossa sorpresa è stata quando John Digweed, appunto, mi sembra 3 years ago, Digweed asked to you a live mix for Kiss FM.
Three
anni fa chiese appunto Matthew un live mix per il suo prestigioso programma Kiss FM, e quindi da questa sorpresa poi pian piano è iniziato la sua carriera da DJ. Quindi è andato sempre meglio, è iniziato appunto dalla cameretta a mixare nei primi club, e anche oggi lo vediamo che è un po' in tutti i club del mondo. Quindi I know that next month you will be in Asia, China, Korea.
Yeah.
Quindi ragazzi, prossimamente suonerà in Corea. Quindi oggi nel music business possiamo dire che Matthew, anche se molto giovane, ha solo 27 anni, è una figura molto importante che comunque anche per i giovani DJ sta regalando molte emozioni, anche per i giovani produttori. Did you play in Italy, I think, for 2 times? Third time in Italy.
Yeah, something like that. Fourth, maybe.
Yeah.
I don't know.
What do
like
you
that.
Think of Italy? I mean, in the club, dance floor.
I always had a great time.
Yeah.
I mean, the people really, the people that I played for, they were really up for it. And I think, yeah, it's just a really great audience.
Okay.
Yeah.
Which difference between Italy and London?
London is really boring.
Yeah, I told you, man.
Holland the same, you know.
Really.
I don't know, for some reason. Well, it's boring, that is not really true, but it's different, you know.
We are
spoiled, you know. We have a dance culture, you know, and the thing is that because of that, it gives you plenty of opportunities to just start like serious business. But in the other at the other hand, it's yeah, people already seen everything, you know.
We have
indoor parties for 50,000 people, you know. Come on, you know.
You told me that you love the small venue, small club.
Yeah, of course. Yeah, I really like small venues. Still, I mean, I can really enjoy big venues as well. Like this summer, I'm playing Dance Valley in Holland,
and that is amazing.
Yeah, it's really, really, really nice. But still, it's changing, you know. The scene there is changing, and I think seriously, I mean, in our country, it's still trance and that kind of sound is still. Yeah. Number one,
of course.
And over here, it's a little. That's why I like it more here, because here they are more into a little bit more underground music. And even though that, of course, you have a trance audience as well, but it's there's also a huge audience which is still like open-minded a little bit.
Yeah.
And what do you think of Italian girls?
Well,
I know that you're a Latin lover, so
the thing is every time when I walk around the streets in Italy and I see those pretty girls over here, that there's just one message that goes through my mind, and it's like, I wonder how she looks naked. And I don't know. It's, I mean, they have so much sex appeal. I'm just like, Jesus, you know. I mean, come on, that is insane. I mean, Italian girls, amazing. Come to Holland, I will show you around.
Beh, giustamente dice, ragazzi, mi raccomando, quando volete andate ad Amsterdam, lui per farla in breve.
Non traduciamo proprio tutto,
però più o meno si è capito. Comunque, riguardando il fatto dei club italiani, ha detto che gli è piaciuto molto, questo posso aggiungerlo, gli ha suonato sia al Peter Pan che al Leeds, entrambi sono state buone serate, anzi si è divertito molto, perché ha notato molta differenza che sono tra Londra e la stessa Olanda, perché a volte, anche come si dice Londra, ma locali, bei locali come sono là, possono essere anche noiosi, quindi c'è molta gente anche commerciale là, quindi magari non capiscono la musica, sono là giusto per starci, quindi
anche
per un DJ
è più un sound trance,
sì, più infatti tutti i fenomeni del sound trance vengono dall'Olanda. Matthew, about tonight, we are waiting you. Can you tell me something about tonight?
What I'm gonna play?
What do you think you are bringing in Napoli tonight?
It's a crazy place. Still active. It's a crazy place.
Crazy.
Yeah.
Then you get crazy music.
Yeah.
No. I don't know. I mean, I played a lot of like new stuff, upcoming stuff from my new album.
Great.
I'm working on my new.
We are
it's different.
Yeah.
It's so different.
In Napoli. Here in Napoli, you can play everything you want, because people are open-minded. They can understand the kind of music, and then later they will tell I liked or not. But they are open-minded.
I just wanna have a great party.
Play what you feel.
Yeah.
Per gli amici di Mario PSX è con noi anche Angelo da IGNS Project, che quindi arricchisce questa intervista. No, comunque ci aspetteremo un po' di tutto. Appunto, parlando delle nuove cose del suo album, adesso chiederò a Matthew qualcosa riguardo la DK Music. Matthew, something, can you tell me something about your new labels? Because the first was Love Riders. It's too old.
It's not really true. There are more labels.
Yeah, I know, because you are into extreme management.
Yes, well,
with Peter.
Yeah, exactly. And we just did a little bit of fusion.
Yeah.
So now I'm responsible for more labels. I'm responsible for Deep.
Yeah.
Recordings for Deep Focus.
Yeah, I know.
More like minimal James Holden.
Let me say, I have all your old records.
Okay, cool.
Of course.
So then, then there was Lowriders, which I'm not gonna be a part of anymore, because that is like Nick K.
Yeah.
I know. His baby.
Oh, really?
And so he's gonna work with Lowriders now, and yeah, I have DK.
Yeah, in Italy.
And besides that, I really like to. I really wanted to have something like a house label, but more like serious house, so not like the cheesy kind of house, but more like Danny Howell's kind of style. That sound.
Yeah. DK House is your last label.
Yeah.
But it's still up, it's coming.
Yeah, it's just
when
like, we did
the launch.
We
exactly.
did an announcement now. Like,
have you planned the first release?
We have three already.
Oh, yeah.
But
okay,
still working on a little bit like mixes here and there because I want to have extra remixes and also to give the label a little bit direction.
Yeah.
Because it's very. I think the most important thing is when you have a. Like a little bit like art painting in your head, like, hey, this is the sound of the label, what it's gonna be like.
Yeah, of course.
Then you just need to focus on there. And I'm looking for tracks that has a potential of becoming that kind of sound that I wanna
maybe crossover tracks too. Some crossover tracks.
Yeah, but not really. I mean, the DK label, that is a crossover label.
Yeah,
it's a label with musical influence.
Can I tell
like
you something
light.
About DK in Italy? It's really famous because in Italy, a great track from your label, Swing to Harmony, Plasma, mm-hmm.
yeah.
It has been a great hit.
Yeah.
Every club played this track.
Yeah.
So can you tell me in Pipeline? What's stuff is coming?
On DK?
Yeah, so? DK, the first label.
It's a lot of like musical stuff. Besides that, it's a lot of vocal stuff as well.
Yeah, yeah.
Because I'm not gonna do like more the underground records anymore on DK. Because DK is the more crossover label.
Yeah.
It's the one with vocals that has potential to get into the charts, but in a cool way, you know, not like. That is becoming really trancy or really proggy. It's just crossover tracks and club compatible.
Yeah.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. I would like to thank all the people at MarioPSX.com. Thank you very much. This was Matthew DK.
Yeah.